containing a Margaret Thornton, Thornton. This 69-year-old woman comes in today with several acute concerns, also requests an examination review of chronic issues, period. Past history, hypertension, small bowel obstruction, and O2, adenomatous colon polyps, high cholesterol with high HDL, osteopenia, but with an incidental fractured bone this fall, chronic lumbosacral pain, which he has seen pain management in the past, G3-P3, prior radical hysterectomy for a cervical cancer, 85, LS disc surgery, left breast biopsy, and LASIK surgery, period. Current medicines are Cozol 100 a day, Norvasc 2.5 daily, Neurontin 300 TID, Ultram 50 TID, Prevnar HS has reacted poorly to ibuprofen and Tylenol in the past, period. Socially, she is widowed, uses no tobacco products, alcohol use is a drink or two per week. She's active walking on a regular basis, tries to eat healthily, weight is stable. She sleeps adequately. She's not concerned with stress, period. Family history, mother died at 55 of breast cancer, father died at 67 with lung cancer, and one sister who's older has had breast cancer and thyroid trouble, one brother who is younger, she had prostate cancer. She has three daughters who are basically well, period. On general review of systems, HENT, she's not sure if she had an eye exam last year or not. Does get regular dental care, no hearing loss, no sinus or allergy complaints, period. No trouble chewing or swallowing, no bowel complaint. Her last colonoscopy was 5 years ago, period. She has had adenomatous polyps in the past, period. No pulmonary complaints, no cardiac symptoms. Her blood pressure control is excellent on her current medications, period. Her cholesterol has been high in the past, but with a very high HDL cholesterol, period. No GYN complaints. She reports she had a pap smear on December 4th, as well as a mammogram. She has not heard the results at this point, period. No GYN or GU concerns, no breast changes, no skin concerns today. No new joint complaints. She does talk about her back today. States she has not been in pain management for several years. At this point, she does not feel her problem is painful enough to need any sort of intervention, period. No new neurologic complaints. She has some chronic numbness of the left foot, period. And finally, regarding the left foot, in the fall, she had a simple turn of her ankle, which ended up breaking her foot, period. Her last bone density demonstrated osteopenia, period. On examination, her vital signs are as noted. Her HNT showed normal TAMs and canals, oral cavity, nose, neck is palpably normal, lungs were clear, heart sounds are regular without murmur, abdomen was soft, flat, and not tender without masses, period. I did not do a breast or pelvic exam. She has no peripheral edema, strong pulses in the feet, period. Skin inspection was normal. Neurologically, she had symmetrical cranial nerves outside of her vision, symmetrical DTR. Pinprick was intact into both feet, though left side was diminished versus right. Vibratory was intact in both feet, though left side was diminished versus right, period. She has a negative Romberg test, an excellent tone heel walking, period. Chart and labs reviewed with her, period. Assessment number one, hypertension control is good, no changes, period. Next, hyperlipidemia with high HDL cholesterol, period. Patient's weight is stable, period. Next, history of colon polyps. She is 5 years out from the last colonoscopy. She'd like to see Dr. Shafiq, and we'll send a referral over for that, period. Next, osteopenia with incidental fractured bone. I've told her current advice would be for her to take alendronate for 5 years, and after discussing it and talking about side effects, patient would like to proceed, period. Next, chronic lumbosacral back pain, which is generally stable at this point. She's not interested in intervention, so I don't think a pain management referral would be necessary, period. Now, plan all the above is discussed with the patient. I refilled Cozart 100, one a day, and Norvasc 2.5, one a day, each 90 with three refills, Neurontin 300 TID, and Tramadol 50 TID, each for 270 with three refills, period. She also given a script for alendronate 70 once per week, number four pill she'll call with progress, period. I told her if it goes well, she's staying on it for 5 years from now, and further, she should take supplemental calcium and vitamin D on a daily basis, period. I've asked her to call her gynecologist and get results from her testing there, period. We're going to send a referral over regarding the colonoscopy. She knows to call in a few weeks if she doesn't hear period. She'll let me know if things change regarding her back. Period. All the questions are answered. Period. End.